Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're just trying to figure out what Pat likes about this protein bar. And if you know Pat, nothing touches his lips. Nothing touches his lips unless it tastes good to him.
Absolutely. That's right.
We're wondering what's
Even
in
though
it.
The Lord says that they put something before you, you need to eat it.
And
is that,
for those
that is your
that,
word.
So
that is his word right there.
So what
just,
happened?
Got,
that is his word.
The hand thing. You know?
Tell me what happened with your experience with that. Do share.
Well, I put it in the refrigerator so that later on I could actually try it again to see if it just needed to be chilled or something. We'll try from a different angle. You know, put it around some cake.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
And so I'm in my office. I'm working in my office, and Donna comes. My wife comes into.
I think.
And
I
she's holding the Ziploc bag. She's holding the Ziploc bag, and she says, "I mean, you got to look at this protein bar to understand what I'm talking about." I mean, anyway, she says, what is this?
Why is it in the fridge?
And just something got a hold of me. I don't know what it was. Pat's passed. I don't know what it was. Just something got a hold of me. And all of a sudden, humor kicked in. And yeah. I began to explain some other things of what it possibly could be. And she's like, ah! So I was in my office. And, but I never did get a chance to try it.
And now, so, he has repeatedly asked for a little piece.
I did. It's almost like a liver transplant or something. It's like, what is it legal? Did you make this in Colorado? I mean, what is this? What is it?
It's protein.
Give a big shout out to our Colorado friends out there.
I mean, are you at liberty to disclose the ingredients? I mean, is this?
Well, I don't know. I gave it to you. Well, what's in it?
Does yours taste the same?
No, not slightly.
We're still working on the ingredients with him. Yeah. For some reason, he ventures off and goes somewhere else.
Well, I was given a list of specialty ingredients where I had to go to. No. If you go to this intersection, ask for Bob. He'll give you what you're looking for.
He's very anal. Gotta be just
persnickety. And I'm like, yes. So I told him, he's like, well, you got to get honey. And he's like, is it in a mason jar? I said, it's in a honey jar. He's like, right. Well, no, that's where you messed
that's
up.
That's not honey, no. You can't get it in a grocery store. I'm sorry.
See?
Yeah.
He leaves that part out. He gives you black and white.
I told you where to get it. You left that part out.
He left that part out.
Well, so he's like a mad scientist over here eating this healthy food. And to me, that kind of effort, it couldn't taste that good. I mean, when you hear the word health and food, that normally comes out like a rice patty smashed up thing or something, like Rice Krispies put together.
Rice cakes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever try one of those, Chris? Like those little spongy.
It's air.
It's like air thing.
It's
like
a wafer.
What is
of
that?
Air.
You know, like, I'm not going to sit here and eat on this. What is this?
Nah, I don't
foam,
eat those.
Like packing peanuts. You know, I don't think
yeah,
so.
I don't eat those either.
But when I found out though, if you put peanut butter on them,
right? Natural peanut butter.
Well, it's naturally in the
Jif jar.
No, that's terrible.
See, that's where you went wrong. See, that's if it terrible. Says peanut butter on the jar, that's not really peanut butter.
I'm seeing what we got here. I think we have a religious spirit. You know what I'm saying? You know, no moon spirit. No moon feast. Wow. No peanut butter. None this. None
this was
that.
Pat now.
Yeah, the Lord says you can eat whatever. And
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever's laid before you. I just choose to lay other things before.
So then... I don't even know what is the food that you like the least? Raisins? Green peppers?
Like the least? Yeah, I don't like green peppers, no.
What happened? Was it Second Street?
They're just bitter.
There's no taste.
This protein
to them. Bitter.
You call it bitter. This protein
no taste.
That you
why
make?
Eat them?
Huh? Seriously, it's bitter?
Green peppers? Yeah, to me they are. The red peppers aren't as bitter.
They're more expensive.
What, the green ones?
The red ones.
Are they?
Yeah, because I went to the store and like, hey, I like the red. I'll give it a load of red ones. They're like $3 or $4 each.
What?
I know. That's what I said.
Don't
I'm like,
anymore.
I'm going to go back and get the green ones, even if they are bitter. But I think a bell pepper is very good.
Are they?
Yeah, it's very good. The So some of the ingredients in this protein log.
All right. You have oats.
Oats. Like oatmeal? Oats.
Yeah.
Right?
Long oats. Not the instant kind. You've got honey. Kitty. Real honey.
Okay, darling.
Made from bees, not from some...
Can you verify the jar of that in case
anyone
wants to buy
honey? Where does honey come
honey?
From other than bees?
Well, I don't know where the grocery stores get them.
But bees. Apparently that's not it's real
bees.
Honey.
Apparently it's
They're
not.
They're Walmart the bees.
Read the ingredients.
We've been hired bees. By Walmart.
Read the jar. peanut butter.
That I said. I told you peanut
see,
butter.
See, now again, you got
natural peanut butter.
Okay, see.
Isn't that like brick putty stuff?
The stuff that you got to mix.
It's not good.
It looks like there's what? Oil on top, then you got to
yeah,
mix
it. Yeah, you
got
to mix it up.
That's real
it
up.
Peanut yeah, butter. Yeah, with well, like some pneumatic tools, right? It's like some hard yeah. brick of... No, you don't spread it on like fresh bread.
You if it makes your yeah. face cringe
it's
when you look
running.
At it, you're like, oh, that's the good
stuff.
It's
compared to that other stuff, yeah. You could actually turn the jar and it would just pour out.
The oil falls out.
That's how loose it is. Even after you start.
You are talking about peanut butter, right?
I am. Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, that's almonds, walnuts, cinnamon, applesauce, unsweetened.
There's no, there's
unsweetened cocoa.
Don't buy the wrong applesauce because you just might ruin the whole thing.
Almond milk, not soy.
Another correction I needed.
Soy milk.
When I first bought
you're are you taking this personal? We're
no,
just in the recipe.
No, I was laughing.
He was complaining about his turn.
Yeah, because he was telling me, he's just like, what are you doing? I gave you the list. And I'm like, my yeah. goodness.
Does this go like in that one protein bar? One
yes. All this goes in that one protein bar.
How much are you like make like a...
It makes about 10, the batch.
10 of those? Mm-hmm. I just saw that in the fridge.
My goodness.
Wow.
All in one fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we have talked about this. I mean, I truly believe he is Betty Crocker. The more and more we delve deeper into his abilities.
He's a good cook.
He is a good cook.
I liked him better though when he fixed fried eggs, bacon, and cheese grits. The egg would just run down your arm.
Yeah.
Big thicks of bacon.
I do kind of miss those. Yeah.
Think twice about what was on the label.
Nah, that was
the days of old.
No doubt.
He can cook. He can definitely cook.
Yeah, that's it.
So now. So this is you eat that and you like get muscles like that. Is that what happens when you eat?
No.
Well, I'm not going to eat that. How did that happen?
It doesn't work that way. I wish it did.
That's all
what
I got to do. That's it.
What happened?
You're full.
I mean, you eat that and so you get in different shape, right? Don't something happen? Is there a reason why you're doing this to yourself?
You know, I had to weigh out my options. All right, eat the donut, the bag of chips, or this protein bar.
Or all three.
I had to lay down the donuts and the chips.
Chips. You were a chip person.
I love
it. It was amazing. I mean, your elbow had been
that was
chip
the hardest just... thing I had to give up. Was most
isn't that amazing?
I mean, there's what something happened? In them. There's something in them. I'm telling you.
Crack.
I think so.
Makes you go back and get
you
more.
Just can't eat one. I mean, you gotta... Ugh. Anyway.
Chip. Should have worked with Lay's. Well, anyway, so now we understand. I just want to what the mystery was of this bar. So it has applesauce, honey, peanut butter, oats, unsweet chocolate, mm-hmm. and
other stuff.
Cereal box tops. You know, something like that, right? Well, if you're looking to stay healthy, the best way to stay healthy, even more than being physically fit, is being spiritually fit. So I encourage you to buy. Don't forget, go to iabuy.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.